This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, a California school board cancels the names of 44 schools. That story right after this short message.
You are invited to listen to stories and teachings focusing on the move of the Holy Spirit. Charisma Podcast Network offers over 180 different Christian podcasts dealing with various genres affecting the body of Christ, from news to living abundantly in faith. To learn more and to listen to our shows, go to cpnshows.com.
George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and even Abraham Lincoln have fallen victim to cancel culture, and their names have been added to the get rid of list for San Francisco public schools. The San Francisco School Board voted 6-1 to remove and rename the names of former presidents, founding fathers, and even Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein from 44 of their public schools. These victims of cancel culture are presumed by the school board members to have ties to racism or might have dishonorable legacies. Researchers working for the school board use the popular crowdsourced and edited website Wikipedia to gather their information rather than receiving input from historians to make their decisions. According to Wikipedia itself, it claims not to be a reliable source. Wikipedia can be edited by anyone at any time. This means that any information it contains at any particular time could be vandalism, a work in progress, or just plain wrong. The issue of renaming San Francisco schools has drawn national attention. In the fall of 2020, former President Donald Trump tweeted against the school board's plans. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas also tweeted a harsh response to the news, writing, "San Francisco can't figure out how to safely open schools, but they have the time and energy to cancel Abraham Lincoln." Even though Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation and led the fight against slavery, his name is under attack as well because of the short-lived war with the Dakota people who were attacking settlements, immigrants, and settlers of the southwestern Minnesota, which led to hundreds of deaths. After the U.S. Army captured and sentenced 300 Native Americans to death for their crimes, President Lincoln commuted the sentences of 246 of the men, but 38 sentences were carried out in what is the largest mass execution in U.S. history. Other historical names that will be removed include the author of the Star-Spangled Banner, Francis Scott Key, Revolutionary War hero Paul Revere, and former presidents William McKinley, James Garfield, James Monroe, and Herbert Hoover. President George Washington and Thomas Jefferson were both slave owners at one point, but according to historian Fergus M. Bordwich, Washington freed every slave he owned and provided for them financially, and he advocated an exceptionally enlightened policy toward native tribes, and elderly enslaved people or those who were too sick to work were to be supported by his estate in perpetuity. Board member and supporter of the resolution, Kevin Bogus, told the San Francisco Chronicle that, "We should not make heroes out of mortal folks," and, "I think we need to examine our naming policies across the district and really consider how the way we go about naming schools reflects our true values." Another supporting board member, Mark Sanchez, called it a moral message, saying that it's a message to our families, our students, and our community, and it's not just symbolic. Anytime a name change is made, it costs real money to make those alterations. Schools' signage, letterhead, logos, mascots, new uniforms, school colors, stadiums, gym floors, etc. The cost to change those things could skyrocket into the millions for a school district that is already operating with a deficit of potentially $75 million. Local residents are criticizing the decision on social media, saying that the cancel culture has gone too far. One person wrote on Twitter, "Cancel culture run amok." Another user said, "Mark my words, this thinking will haunt us." Another user commented, "This is the dumbest thing I've seen. San Francisco School Board is incompetent." Lope Yap Jr., vice president of the Washington High School Alumni Association and a 1970 graduate, disagreed with the critics of artwork depicting American history on the school wall, saying when he was a student and he saw the mural, he was awed by the subtle ways that the artist was able to critique American history. He commented that the depictions are treasures, priceless art, and that painting over it is tantamount to pretending the history depicted never happened. Yap commented about the school board that they are a board that doesn't actively use education or a teaching moment regarding history. He went on to say, "I'm not into censorship. I would want to deal with history so that we can prevent this from ever happening again. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.